the city of North Brookfield, Massachusetts, has a limousine service that apparently has one too many times brought the kids home from the prom with the limo driver hammered. Routinely, apparently, parents are hiring a limousine to ferry their kids around on prom night so the teenagers won't drink and drive. Then, they learn later that the limo driver himself or herself was drinking. We have a case here where yesterday a limo driver was charged with drunken driving. The students were left standing on the side of the road as their limo driver was arrested. They stood there in their gowns and tuxedos until the limo company could send out another driver to pick them up. That fella turns out to be a quadriplegic. It was a toss-up at that point on who should drive. The kids thought the inebriated fella was so blotto that they went with the quadriplegic, who ends up, by the way, getting in a high-speed chase with the cops himself, because the cop apparently thought he saw the quadriplegic nipping at the bottle. Now, this is hard to believe, but if it's true, it certainly is every parent's worst nightmare. A hammered quadriplegic driving your sons or daughters around on prom night. Fully paralyzed and a full-blown alcoholic. Now, in defense of the quadriplegic, how he could be drinking and driving, I mean, without the use of his limbs. But cops swear they saw him throwing back a fifth. Anyway, the chase was on, and it went on through seven counties over about 5 hours. And when he finally crashed into a ditch and flipped, and the police pulled him out, he still had the steering wheel in his mouth. Limo company, of course, said they'd send out a new driver. Kids were asked to wait there. Their tuxes and gowns pretty rumpled now. They waited. Well, the next guy ends up having full-blown leprosy. Full-blown flipping leprosy. You know what that's like when the windows are down and you're clipping at 85 miles per hour, people? That old breeze in the car ain't just blowing your hair around. It was twisted. The kids were getting hit left and right with all sorts of debris that looked suspiciously human. Roll up the window, they yelled. Roll up the window. But the leper couldn't hear on account of his ears having been sucked out and sent down Highway 63. Cops got involved in that particular chase as well. Limo driver was arrested. Another one was sent out. Now, this driver was perfectly healthy, sober as all get out, had full use of all his limbs. He was, unfortunately, only 4.5 years old, but we'll save that part of the story for another day.